From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times Union that the American Civil Liberties Union is against attempts by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to have a court dismiss a lawsuit filed by the National Rifle Association against the state of New York. Federal lawsuit would claim state regulators violated the NRA's First Amendment rights by sabotaging its financial stability. The lawsuit says that Cuomo discouraged banks and insurers from conducting business with the NRA through the State Department of Financial Services. The ACLU brief states, and I quote, "Although public officials are free to express their opinions and may condemn viewpoints or groups they view as inimical to public welfare, they cannot abuse their regulatory authority to retaliate against disfavored advocacy organizations or to impose burdens on those organizations' ability to conduct lawful business," end quote. But DFS Superintendent Maria Vullo said the job of DFS is to safeguard the integrity of the financial services industry, and New York is within its rights to stop an, and I quote, "illegal insurance product," end quote, marketed by the NRA. The New York Civil Liberties Union has not intervened in the case. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Immediately after Republican Arizona Senator John McCain died over the weekend, there was an outpouring of tributes from both political parties from New York politicians. A few days later, there is criticism of how President Donald Trump reacted to the death. Trump and McCain did not get along, and the White House on Monday first lowered flags in honor of McCain, then raised them back, then lowered them again. Republican Jake Ashby, who holds the 107th Assembly District seat representing Rensselaer County and parts of Columbia County, wrote on Twitter August 27th that, and I quote, "playing games with tradition following the death of a POW and U.S. senator is not right. If Senator McCain is not worthy of this tradition, I don't know who is. This isn't winning, this is losing," end quote. John Faso, the congressperson from Kinderhook, also took to Twitter. Faso wrote, and I quote, "The White House should issue a presidential proclamation to lower flags nationally for the next week to honor the life and service of John McCain, an American hero who deserves no less," end quote. The Daily Freeman reports the Saugerties has been named a clean energy community by the State Energy Research and Development Authority after completing 4 of 10 high-impact clean energy actions of the state's Clean Energy Communities Initiative. Saugerties recently installed an electric vehicle charging station near the Kiwanis Ice Cream Arena and also joined the state's Uniform Solar Permit Program. The town has trained a building inspector in energy issues and launched a sustainable Saugerties program with 66 homes adding solar power. Saugerties can now apply for up to $5,000 for other clean energy projects because of the designation. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that the Teamsters Local 294 endorsed Republican Representative John Faso August 27th over Democrat Antonio Delgado, Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield, and Independent Lucia Parker. John Bulgaro, the local's president, said, and I quote, "Since taking office, Congressman Faso has been a dedicated supporter of efforts to guarantee solvency of the New York State Teamsters Conference Pension and Retirement Fund. We thank him for his efforts and look forward to continue working with him to ensure our members' retirement money is safe and accessible in the future," end quote. Faso, a freshman congressperson in a swing district, thanked the union for their support. He said, and I quote, "It is a privilege to work with Local 294 on issues important to its members and their families. I am pleased to have earned their support in this election. I will continue to fight for our commercial vehicle operators, who have been and will continue to be a linchpin in America's economic engine," end quote. Read the full story in New York State of Politics. Shane Goldmacher is reporting in the New York Times that Governor Andrew Cuomo has agreed to just one debate with his Democratic primary opponent, Cynthia Nixon, Wednesday, August 29th at Hofstra University on Long Island. The debate is sponsored by WCBS-TV in New York City, which will have a live web stream. The hour-long debate will have no opening or closing statements, just two-minute answers and one-minute rebuttals. Rebecca Katz, a close aide of Nixon, said, and I quote, "This time we were finally given the opportunity to debate, but only by his rules, including no handshake," end quote. Go to CBSNewYork.com online to watch the debate and read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather updates, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.